I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. The U.S. Open saw massive crowds for Fan Week, and that excitement expected to roll over to the start of the tournament today. The NYPD expecting huge crowds, potentially record-breaking numbers. It'll keep police busy. More on the security surrounding the Grand Slam with our Glenn Chuck.
No specific or credible threat against the U.S. Open. That's what we're hearing from officials here, as for the first time, the number of spectators that'll be out here in the next few weeks will pass 1 million. Rebecca Weiner, the NYPD's Deputy Commissioner of Counterterrorism.
We recognize that this is an environment where there's a lot of protest activity. There has been for the last 10 and a half months around the city. But another reiteration that we are not going to tolerate disruption or any illegal activity related to protests around this facility.
Cops will be posted inside and outside of the tennis center. They'll be using drones, harbor units, even canine teams. A reminder, if you're going to come out here, no backpacks, cans, bottles, or computers. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
There was a chain reaction crash on Long Island that left an Uber driver dead. It happened yesterday morning in Lynbrook along Sunrise Highway. This morning, two others involved in that wreck are fighting for their lives at the hospital. Police say the Uber driver, a 70-year-old who has yet to be identified, was hit by an Audi. The passenger in the Uber and the driver of the Audi were both taken to the hospital in critical condition. The force of the wreck forced the Audi to hit a party bus on the highway as well. That driver was okay. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Staying on Long Island, a quiet block in Syosset hit hard emotionally after learning a family, five people, were killed.
Nassau County police believe it was a murder-suicide inside the small blue home on Wyoming Court Sunday. The shootings allegedly carried out by the son who lived in the home with 95-year-old Teresa DeLucia, who died August 19th. Several reports say he may have killed the four, then turned the gun on himself, distraught over the expected sale of the home. The identities of the five dead are expected to be released by the police commissioner this morning. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
At the Woodbridge Center Mall in New Jersey, there's an aquarium called SeaQuest. It's been put on probation. It was put on probation a year ago. Last month, PETA claimed nearly 100 animals died at SeaQuest since it opened in 2019, including two Asian water monitors, a chameleon, two sloths. Well, the probation that was put there by the state environmental officials, that's scheduled to come to an end next month. But over the summer, those officials sent a letter that was recently obtained by NJ.com saying they could extend that probation given they haven't made enough changes. No comment from SeaQuest. The ongoing violations that were spelled out in that letter apparently include animals in the aquarium attacking each other for years, poorly constructed enclosures, inadequate veterinary records, and animals found with missing limbs. There is a new plan to try and make the city a bit more affordable. Here's Mayor Adams.
We are launching our new Money in Your Pocket initiative. This initiative will visit underserved neighborhoods across the five boroughs.
And the program would help New Yorkers get access to benefits for key staples that'll help them save on things like food, rent, and taxes. A big part of that is to actually know and find out and learn more about what programs already exist at the local, state, and federal level. The mayor says so far his administration has helped New Yorkers save more than $30 billion.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.